to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, starting out with a political roundtable today. Two of Corey's and my favorite guys, Jeff Deist, president of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, Glenn Downs, our Washington insider, chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones. Glenn is getting to become a regular on the program. And I got to tell you, we really, really value his input. Gentlemen, a couple of days ago, an interesting Gallup poll result came out. It had to do with the president's job approval rating. 39% of the people in this country approve of what he is doing. 53% disapprove.
It's a very strange statistic because we just had an election a couple years ago where all this disapproval could have made itself known, but it didn't. But you look, it's a symptom of second term fatigue. Every president suffers it to an extent, some of them worse than others. Let's say, you know, Nixon. But, you know, Reagan suffered this. Clinton suffered this. W suffered this. Obama does. But the difference here is I think that he just really doesn't care. You know, he's a true believer. And like most progressives, so-called, he very much hides and obfuscates his true agenda and his true goals. So I think he's much more concerned with promotion of an agenda than he is worried about his legacy, let's say, which is already heavily tainted because of the Obamacare fiasco. So, you know, he's a very dangerous person at this point, I would say. I think he will pull out all stops, and I'm not looking forward to the remainder of his term, that's for sure.
Jeff, I think you bring up a good point, and it's one that I agree with, is the fact that I don't think Obama does care, because he is in a second term. He's going to continue doing what he has set out to done at the very beginning of when he was elected in this first term. Glenn, do you see anything changing, or do you agree with us? Do you think Obama just doesn't care?
Well, I think he cares, but not much at this point. He definitely is he came up under that Saul Alinsky Rules for Radical school of thinking, and the idea of preserving and protecting the status quo was just completely antithetical to what it was that he has advocated in the past. They've literally written books about this, so it's not a secret. It's not a conspiracy theory. The idea you want to, you know, create chaos in a way and bring a new order out of that chaos. So he's trying to get some things done that he wants done, and he, I guess, probably would like to be liked. But if he's not liked and he gets done what he wants done, so be it. At this point, one of the few breaks on him, frankly, are the Democrats in Congress, and that only comes because they care a lot about whether they are liked, because they are going to be up for reelection, and the Democrats' polling numbers have just really cratered dramatically over the last few months, and so if they are concerned that they personally won't be reelected, you know, he can lose them on votes, and so. Strangely enough, they're probably a greater break at the moment on Obama gone wild than Republicans are.
You know, I think they probably are, but what I find to be interesting, and I have felt this way ever since I first started reading about the man, and that is he has an agenda, and he doesn't care what other people think, and to call him arrogant, I think, is damn near an understatement. Now, a lot of things have happened during this administration that I think are very, very negative. A lot of things happened under the Bush administration that I think are very negative. And it goes on and on and on, going back a few, you know, going back probably as long as you want to go. But this guy really has broken the mold in the sense that he will do what he wants to do. I have seen him more than once say, look, I'm the president. I'm going to do it. And what I find interesting about this, and I kind of like an opinion, Jeff, from you on this, but what I find interesting is the fact that when you get an approval rating, albeit he's in his second term, et cetera, but an approval rating of 39%, there's a lot of people out there, man, 61% specifically, who really don't like this guy.
Yes, and those who don't like him are not likely to like him anymore after what he said the other day, which is basically, hey, I'm not going to sit around and wait for Congress to act, meaning enact his agenda. He has a pen and he has a telephone, meaning he can sign executive orders, he can make phone calls to make things happen behind the scenes. So this is, this is frightening talk to people who think that there's still some sort of constitutional system of checks and balances. And, what it really means is that we have a lawless executive branch, in other words, the administrative agencies. If Obama elects to direct an administrative agency to put certain regulations into place, or if that agency just writes them themselves, and then it affects you or me or a property owner or a farmer or a business owner or a healthcare provider, whatever it might be, I mean, what you have to understand is that for the average Joe, their only remedy for that is to sue the federal government. And, unless you've got $1 million and 10 years of your life to mess with, that's not a real remedy for most folks. So what most people don't understand is that the administrative agencies can act pretty much on their own without much congressional oversight or involvement because they're so vast. Congress simply can't know what they're doing all day. So, for you and me, if an administrative agency comes down on us, about all we can do about it is sue them and hope for the best. Writing your congressman is not the answer because Congress, frankly, doesn't have a lot more control over the administrative agencies than you and I do as individuals. Glenn, do you agree with that?
Well, that's right. And the trajectory has been going this direction. This predates Obama, but it's on steroids under Obama. And one of the things, of course, if we're going to be intellectually honest, on the Corlin Economics Report, we have to acknowledge that Republicans share some blame in this. When President Bush, for example, was in office and Congress would pass laws, he would sign them into law, but then he would issue what he called a signing statement. And he just said, well, I'm signing this into law, but here are these sections of the law that I'm signing into law that I don't regard as being the law. And so Republicans didn't stand up and be intellectually honest and say, hey, wait a minute, we're for our Republican president, but we also are going to stand up for our prerogatives and for the Constitution, and we were going to stand up against that. So once you started that thin end of the wedge and the camel's nose under the tent and all the other analogies you might want to come up with, now you're having arguments about being, and those just things have been a little bit pregnant. Either we follow the Constitution or you don't. And so we turned a blind eye to that or excused that sort of thing. And now Obama's doing it in spades, but there's nothing, you lose some of your moral authority to gripe about that when you didn't gripe about it when your guy was doing it.
We're getting down to the wire here, so to speak. We've got about 40 seconds or so left here, and we're going to be back, you guys out there, and continue this roundtable afterwards. But, I have to tell you, it'd be great to get some input from some of our listeners as to, are you guys happy with the way our government is going right now? Are you guys happy with the way our country in general is going right now? We have a blog on the site. Just go to our website, www.kereport.com, and there is a blog. There is a very, very easy way simply to give your opinions on all of this. I got to tell you, I know that I'm getting long in the tooth, etc. I could still beat your ass on the golf course. Well, I get maybe you, Jeff. Probably not you, Corey. But having said that, I'm a really, really unhappy camper here. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, I expressed my displeasure as to the direction of our country at the end of the last segment, and I have to say, I really truly mean that. I think we've got a lot of good things going here, but I'm really starting to believe that perhaps the negative may be starting to overshadow the positive. You know, one of the things that I view as being negative is the National Security Agency. It was interesting that on Thursday, a headline came out that said that there's something like 200 million text messages per day that the NSA is intercepting, and you know, taken a look at, for lack of better terms, 200 million. That's a pretty big number, but we're not the only country that's doing this stuff. I think it's important to realize that. Glenn, you were relating when we were taking the break here a little bit about what's going on in Singapore. Do you want to share that with us?
Sure, Al. Some years back, not too long ago, I had the opportunity to spend some time over there, and they openly admit they spy on everybody over there. It's just an island country at the tip of Malaysia, and it's not very physically big, and they had a kind of a strong man that ran the country, a guy named Lee Kuan Yew, for years. And so they kept close tabs on everybody, everywhere, all the time, everything. You know, they what went on in the churches and the mosques and everything. One of the things that they did was to monitor websites like the Corlin Economics Report, now the Singapore equivalent of it. And they distinguished between different kinds of people that might visit those sites. You have by you yourself, Al, and who run the site is one kind of person. People who were making posts on the website, actually original articles, were a different kind of person. People that commented about on there, just the bulletin board sections and things, that was another kind of person. And then they actually kept up with, try to track the people who maybe just go visit the site, read the articles, but don't actually post things, and that's a different kind of person. So people that think that they can get away with not being profiled by their government, good, bad, or indifferent, I think they're really dreaming. And all the post-Snowden revelations about what NSA and others are doing about just vacuuming in metadata, storing it, cross-referencing it 15 ways from Sunday. We're pretty deep into this technological matrix, and they know who you are.
Glenn, you know, I agree with everything you said, and everything that is happening online and even through telecommunications is being recorded. We know that. And the fact of the matter is, I don't think that you can kind of live scared that if you visit certain sites, they, whoever they are going to come after you. The fact of the matter is, that is just what happens out there. Even companies do that, like Google. Google knows which sites you visit. They know where you live, and that's how they market towards you and your generation and your area, your demographic. So I think that it's very – we need to be aware of what we do online, but online there is a wealth of information. I think we need to continue to source out that information, albeit – maybe not, we can't go to certain sites because obviously, you know, that puts you in a weird or maybe a blacklist that the government has. But you know what? There is a lot of information out there, and I think people don't or shouldn't be scared of what they're looking for. They need to find information that's out there. Jeff, what's your opinion on kind of all the tracking that's happening out there? Do you think people should be scared of everything that's being collected on them?
Corey, I think it's more a matter of they're collecting it generically. In other words, they're storing it as metadata. It doesn't mean that the average person is actually being spied on individually. It just means that your phone calls, your texts, your emails, your browsing habits, etc., are findable later. So it's more a matter of, you know, if you do something later, they can build a case against you or begin to build a case against you based on a profile that they develop by going back and looking what you do. So I think it's more a matter of, you know, if someone was regularly visiting, let's say, certain kinds of websites, and then later on they were arrested, let's say, at an anti-government protest, perhaps at that point they become a person of interest. The police or federal authorities or investigators start to go back and look at their habits and, you know, develop a profile, maybe even develop a criminal case using that sort of thing. So people like to scoff at the idea that we're all paranoid about being eavesdropped upon, you know, that somehow this smacks of self-importance to even imagine that you're that important and that big of a threat to government. So it's not that. It's just that this stuff can be found later that concerns me. And look, this is, again, nothing government hasn't always been doing. It's just the technological ability of government to collect vast amounts of data on all of us has never been like it is today. So I think this is just government doing what it does, but availing itself of technology.
Well, it may be government just doing what it does, but, you know, I have a couple of comments on that one. One is, I think some of the profiling and some of the actions that are being taken as a result of that profiling are really astonishingly frightening. You know, as an example, let's take the IRS and let's take their actions towards some of the Tea Party members. I mean, you can't tell me that that's not illegal, number one, and number two, that I find it fascinating that nobody really paid the price. You know, the people who were behind that, it would appear, really walked away scot-free. Is that a correct statement, that the people just kind of walked away, denied everything, refused to testify, and now nobody even talks about it anymore?
As far as I know, no one's been prosecuted. No one lost their job. Your assessment is largely correct. You know, just to Jeff's point, talking about the collection of the metadata, I mean, you could just see a day, and it's, I don't think it takes a fanciful imagination, and it could be a right-wing government, it could be a left-wing government, it could be some kind of government else, where you have someone who is giving them trouble, and you say, okay, this Deist guy down there at the Von Mises Institute is really causing us trouble. So what I want is everything on Jeff Deist. Just give me everything. And suddenly you get to go to these database programs. You know, here's where he's been. From GPS signals are coming out of your car. Here's where he spent his money. Here's where he spent his time. And so Jeff might get charged with some other crime, or he'd be publicly embarrassed by something that he thought was private. It's not private now. And as a means of silencing a political critic, you may not get charged with doing anything wrong at the Von Mises Institute, but because of what you've done at the Von Mises Institute becomes effective, he's silenced using that data in other ways. And people that think that can't happen are just arguing the history has stopped. There's plenty of examples, as Jeff indicated, in this country, in less technologically capable era, of government targeting people. But then throughout the history of the world, over time, and it may not happen this year or it may not happen this decade, but in the fullness of time, there'll be some character are characters who get into power and have access to this technology, this data, and they'll have the will and the means to go after people that are their enemies. That's a frightening picture. People who love liberty.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Boy of broadcasting, ManCow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Manchild includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing a bit of a roundtable discussion here. Corey and I are chatting with Jeff Deist and Glenn Downs. We're going to change the subject a little bit. I think it remains a political discussion, but it's not quite as blatantly a political discussion as we were discussing in the last segment. Jeff, we are providing an awful lot of information on our site now of your place of employment, the Mises Institute down in Auburn, Alabama, right across the street from Auburn University. And I know that you guys were at one time physically attached to Auburn University. Now you have your own standalone building. But it's kind of an interesting situation that I had, last Wednesday. My neighbor is a retired economics professor. I don't know how he can call himself retired when he's still running the MBA program for Washington University over in Shanghai, China. But we were talking about Austrian economics, and his comment that I thought was interesting was, fell out of favor for a lot of years, but then he said, now it's really coming back strongly, and it's actually the curriculum is starting to be included in the economic departments of a lot of major universities around the country. I'd like you to comment on that, and if you would agree, I'd like you to kind of extrapolate on why you think that's happening.
Well, I certainly agree it's coming back. And the Austrian message did fall somewhat out of favor, especially, let's say, in the 60s and 70s when the Keynesian model and huge welfare state was growing. So there's no question that the Austrian school has had its ups and downs in terms of current favor in the media or in academia over the years. But we've been very steadfast, and I think the Austrian school has been growing of late, especially because of the monetary policy issue and some of the booms and busts we've seen since, let's say, 2001 forward. So there's no question that we're currently ascendant. And the more you see the Paul Krugmans of the world sort of talking down or dismissing or belittling the Austrian school, I think the more you know that we're having an impact, because the mainstream economists, who still largely remain sort of demand-side Keynesians in their outlook, are responding more and more to Austrian criticisms, whether that's about fiat currency, whether it's about Austrian business cycle theory, whether it's about the impossibility of quantitative easing or stimulus measures. So, I think he's right, and I think our time is now, so to speak, because really we have, in my opinion, some answers to what's going on that the other even free market schools, i.e. Chicagoites or supply-siders or even, you know, classical schools, don't have right now, because they all on some level agree that we have to have a central bank and a central currency. And since that's, you know, half of every transaction, they basically fall down when it comes to explaining what's happening with the dollar and with our federal deficits and the Fed generally. So I think this is a great time to be an Austrian, and I think that one of two things are going to happen now. One is we're going to wake up and become more Austrian, at least somewhat, in our monetary and fiscal policies. Or two, we're going to have a very calamitous situation where, you know, Austrian methodology and Austrian perspective will be proven right, but it'll be a very hollow victory because we'll all be very poor and in dire straits.
Jeff, I think what Al is saying, that we are seeing this Austrian school of economics creep into our schools and just kind of our daily lives, I think that's very positive for us moving forward. And you did lay out the two possibilities, one being the Austrian way really makes their way into our policies and into our economy, or we wake up one day and everything is so bad that unfortunately it's proven right, but it might be a little bit too late. Glenn, my question for you is, do you find maybe some people that you're around over in Washington, either more believers of the Austrian school, or they're trying to educate themselves a bit more on this Austrian school because they see it could be the positive move for the country?
Well, a little of both, Corey. It's kind of the number of people who are seeing the cereal bubbles being blown and sort of seeing that the Austrian school is a great explainer of how that has occurred, is growing, but it seems around here to be growing from the bottom up. You know, young staffers with a kind of a more libertarian, Ron Paulish kind of bent are much more educated about all of this than the people running the show. And it's mostly because the people running the show don't care to be educated about this. Now, there are more and more members of Congress. There's a, for example, there's a thing called the Republican Liberty Caucus that Dr. Ron Paul was instrumental in really getting off the ground and going, and is now being headed by a congressman named Justin Amash from Wisconsin. They have weekly serious policy discussion lunches, and there's a great deal of sympathy for at least elements of the Austrian school there. But it's far from, let's not delude ourselves, this is far from a critical mass around here. And at the Fed, you know, who's really running the show right now, it's anathema. If anything, is, you know, the people that are the new upcoming, apparently incoming vice chairman of the Fed, is like everything wrong in the world from the viewpoint of the Austrian school. So I personally think the strategy needs to be, in addition to just the educational program, is to be thinking about how can the people that have got some alternative theories and alternative ways of looking at things, how can they have a plan to be ready to exert influence when the next crisis really manifests itself? Because I don't think, unless people get religion around here pretty quickly and have some Road to Damascus experiences, we're going to be facing that crisis that Jeff's so worried about.
You know, Jeff, I'm getting more and more involved in the Mises Institute, primarily because you're there. I'm kind of getting re-educated, for lack of better terms, in Austrian economics. Even though when somebody asks me what's my bent, I would say it's very definitely an Austrian bent. But tell our listeners a little bit, if you would, about some of the courses that you offer. I find them, they're all available on the internet. They're not very costly. It's a great way for people to learn about what I think is the most truthful economic philosophy out there.
Sure. We have on our website at Mises.org, we have our online academy. You can click there and sort of see the coursework we have. We have obviously micro and macro classes that are somewhat basic economics, but taught from an Austrian perspective that you won't get at your local college. And we have some courses that are probably great for homeschool kids or homeschoolers. We have some courses that are more about philosophy or about particular subjects like the Great Depression, for instance, or about a particular book. We have courses that are about particular scholar like Murray Rothbard or Hans Hoppe. We have courses that are about particular foundational texts like Mises Human Action. So really, there's a lot of different stuff there, and we do archive our old courses at very little or no cost if you're interested in watching one later and doing self-study. So really a lot of fun and very cheap, and you can do it from home on your own time.
If somebody wants to do that, now what are – tell us, in your opinion, the top three courses that you would suggest. And we've got about a minute left here, Jeff.
Well, I think first you're going to want to learn something about Mises himself, so maybe a course on Mises Human Action. I think you're going to want to learn something about micro and macro if you didn't take those courses, let's say, in undergraduate work. And I think you're going to want to learn something about the Fed or monetary policy or Austrian business cycle theory. In other words, an Austrian course on money would probably put you in good stead and leave you knowing more than 99% of the population that you might meet.
Hey, Jeff, don't forget to mention you guys have an excellent YouTube channel. There's a lot of good free information right there that people could check out and should.
Absolutely.
Okay, go to YouTube. There is some good information there. I also have found the website to be very, very valuable. Simply go to www.mises.org. It is a website that is just it has a plethora of really good information on it. It's an economic philosophy that I believe is correct, and it's an economic philosophy that you should all learn about. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with a guy who I think is one of the best in the business in terms of, what's the best way to put it? Somebody who can really, really analyze from a technical standpoint, mining companies, resource stocks, etc. The guy's name is Brent Cook. Brent has been on our show a number of times. I met Brent, probably back in 2005 or thereabouts. I was on a property visit in Chile, and it was really, really interesting to watch this man work in terms of somebody who doesn't pull any punches whatsoever. And as it turned out, his assessment of the property that we were visiting was absolutely 100% correct. Brent is highly, highly respected in the industry. Rick Rule, who is somebody who I respect, uses Brent exclusively for his exploration geologist, as do a lot of other people. The man tells it like it is, and I certainly appreciate that. Brent, you recently came out in your latest newsletter, Exploration Insights, talking about criteria that you feel are very, very important for people to be aware of if they're considering investing in a mining company. I would take it one step farther, and I would say, this is a very, very interesting, it's a very interesting sector. You can make an awful lot of money, but you can also lose an awful lot of money into it. So I would agree that it's very important to digest and understand what Brent is saying, but I would say, you got to take it a few steps farther, and that's a great starting point, but the sophistication of the industry, the stability or lack thereof of the industry is very important to consider. And I got to tell you, Exploration Insights is a great place to start. What do you look at, man, when you're looking at companies?
Yeah, well, thanks, Al. I appreciate that. To me, the most important thing, at least in my investing and in the letter, is number one, don't lose money. And if you consider the sector in the junior exploration, the odds of success, 90% of the companies more or less out there are going to end up not ever finding an economic deposit. So my real key is to, as quickly as possible, throw out the ones that don't stand a chance for whatever reason and focus on the ones that do. And by doing that, I think you really can improve your odds over the crowd, if you will. You know, obviously management's key, and then there's projects, and we can go into all that in detail if you like.
I'd like to do that. It's important to me to, I know everybody says it's all about management. You take it one step farther, though. You really take a hard look at management. I mean, much, much more in depth than most people. Talk to us about how you do that.
Well, I do. It's my money I'm investing with in my newsletter, so I'm very cautious. I think you need to be able to have a management that, number one, is honest and will sit down with you and walk through what the concerns are, how the results are going, quite honestly. And being a geologist, I'll know if they're going good or bad, so I can judge if they're being honest with me right there. I think they need to really understand what it is they're looking for, geologically speaking, and then in terms of the mining economics behind that, and explain to you the results they need to see in the property to make a go, no-go decision to spend more money on that. That's critical. All too many companies continue beating a whole property to death when it's obvious it's not going to make any money. So that's key to start with. And then we move on to the share structure and that sort of thing.
It's also very, very important when you do have the opportunity to talk to management is to find out their plan for the future. I think there are a few companies out there that they live and die by simply raising money, and we all know that is very important. However, I like it when I talk to these companies and they have a very thought out plan, much like a business plan for many other businesses. They know what they want to do to move forward. Albeit sometimes this stuff doesn't work, and obviously sometimes you don't get the drill results that you're hoping for, but do you find or do you think I'm on the right track with the plan for management moving forward? Is that something you look for as well?
Precisely. That's exactly what we're looking for, is a plan as to how they're going to react to the drill results or whatever results come in order to either progress the property or not progress the property, and ultimately make a discovery for the shareholders. And to do that, you need a plan that addresses all the possible scenarios out there.
Now, Brent, when you're looking at companies right now, we commentate on the market on a daily basis, as you know, and I think a lot of people out there agree that it is undervalued. So that being said, when you're looking at companies right now, are you more interested in the juniors, the mid-tiers, or the large caps, or a blend of all of them?
My passion is early stage exploration. That's what I really love. That's what I spent most of my time doing. And if you're fortunate on that, you can make a lot of money, as you all know. That's tough right now because everybody's cutting back on expenditures from the big guys right down to the little guys. So there's much less exploration going on. What I'm looking for now, and I don't deal with a major company. There's too many moving parts and too many other analysts covering that. So from a mid-tier down is what I look at. I think right now we're in a prime spot where there are a number of deposits held by junior companies that are legitimately economic, located in good jurisdiction, and are selling at a discount. So although, you know, your profit there is 20 to 50% over the year, I'm guessing, not what I really go for, at least, you know, the risk is much less there as well. So I'm kind of a blend right now of exploration and development stories.
Given the fact that we are at, I would say, possibly the beginning of a new upward trend in the resource sector, comment, if you would, a little bit, and, you know, I'm not necessarily assuming that you agree or disagree with that, but if in fact that's the case, I think the exploration sector is the best damn place to be. What do you think?
Very selectively. Most of these junior exploration companies are broke. John Kaiser has data that shows you like 80% of these guys are not going to make it through the year. So I agree with you very selectively that the few companies out there, you know, the 10% out there that are run by competent people, have the cash to live 2 years, know what a good project looks like, and know how to structure a deal with somebody, that's the place to be. And I do agree that's where we're going to make money in 2015 and 16.
Well, I got to tell you, John really opened up my eyes with the work that you're talking about. That came out, as I recall, a year ago this month, roughly. And we've talked about that a lot. And it, so far, everything that he has said has proven to be 100% accurate. He was talking about losing, though, 550 companies or thereabouts off the venture exchange. We haven't seen that happen yet. But I will say this, there are still a huge number of companies out there that are, to call them undercapitalized is almost giving them a compliment.
Yeah, undercapitalized. If the accountants want the money, they're in trouble.
Brent, I think it's important to note that these stocks do go up and down quite a bit. And you know what? I don't think that you can day trade or even trade on a very short-term basis with these stocks. When you move into a company, what's your time frame when you reanalyze or kind of reassess your holdings?
Right. I'm not a short-term trader, and I certainly can't do that in a newsletter. I don't think it's fair to your subscribers. What I really do, and this is from the very start when Al and I were down in Chile that one time, you know, it's you pick up the rock, look at the rock, and make an assessment right then and there of what this might be, what is going to, the value of the rock's going to be, what it's going to cost to get out of the ground, CapEx, infrastructure, processing costs, all those sorts of things, factor right in at that point and make some sort of net present value calculation. And that's what I base my buy and sell on, is if it's selling above or below what I think it's a reasonable person, a reasonable company would pay for.
What a reasonable company would pay for, yeah, that's something that a lot of folks don't understand, is that the real upside in many of these junior exploration companies is having someone come in and buy them out at a much higher price. You know, let the company do all the work, let the company take all of the risk, and then when there's a defined asset there, a major company would come in and pick up the asset. Generally by picking up the company. It's a very, very interesting business. You know, I've been involved in this stuff now since 1982 or thereabouts, admittedly from a different perspective. We did SEC reporting for small mining companies for 30, 35 years, and we still do. And it's interesting how many of those companies really go on and succeed. But having said that, when a company does succeed, the returns are absolutely astronomical. Brent, tell us about Exploration Insights.
All right, that's an investment letter that really covers what I'm doing with my money in the sector. No one pays me to say anything, so I say what I want. And right now, we've just published that the rules and guidelines for junior investors and speculators. It's available on my website at explorationinsights.com. Just contact me there. I'll be glad to send those along.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.